an aspiring, I shouldn't say aspiring, she's hit the circuit hard already. Arlene Peterson has reached my attention. It's a young comedian from Lavendale who's already hit several stages in and around Cape Town already, but currently performing at the Jive Funny Festival up until the 3rd of July. Arlene Peterson, all the way from Lavendale. Lavendale is a community which I'm familiar with, grew up very close to Lavendale. My father was a teacher in Lavendale, so I'm aware with the complications and the complexities of Lavendale. But what I've been very buoyed about is Arlene, particularly through her comedy, using her struggles but also her victories, her triumphs, to frame a large part of her comedy. And if you ever have the opportunity, whether it be in the remaining shows of the Funny Festival or seeing her on the comedy circuit in and around Cape Town, do go and see her. But I'm such richly privileged to invite Arlene into our studio. The difficulty with inviting comedians, Arlene, is there's this thing that happens where, because you're a comedian, you're expected to be funny immediately. Yes. And then you talk to me as if I'm expecting you to be funny, so we're just expecting things from each other. So let's just talk.
First of all, good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you, Lester, for having me here. So that is a misconception, right? So people think I must be funny, but actually in real life, I am a deep spiritual person. But I used to be very attention seeking. But now that I'm doing it professionally, I love being the quiet one now in the groups and just falling back and watching other people, because they can go do that because I get paid to do it now, you know? Like,
so why give it away for free?
Yeah.
But because it gives you a time now to actually monitor and to observe. And so
it's, that's my style of comedy.
The observations of human life. But what's the day job?
At the moment, I'm a teacher assistant at Harmony Primary to first graders, and they have given me a lot of content. So I'm not a parent, but now I have content for parents, and parents can relate to their own children. So that my contract is expiring in September, which means the universe is now forcing me to go full time, and that's what I'm about to do right now.
Grew up in Lavendale is very, very big. We use it as the general term for all these other areas within Lavendale. There's Sea Winds, there's Hillview.
And that's it. I come from Hillview, actually.
What's the difference?
The difference is it's different areas, right? So Hillview has become the backyard of Lavendale. And if you think about it, so it is so densely populated that Hillview is actually worse than Lavendale right now. But when I started my comedy career and I say, hi, I'm Arlene Peterson, I come from Hillview, blank, where's crickets, that? Nobody. Then I must ask, which you live has Lavendale, no need after that. So I got tired of explaining, and then I just said Lavendale, because Lavendale is the greater area of all of us.
The stereotype of Lavendale, what do you think it is?
As soon as I say Lavendale, the audience will either go, whoa, or start shouting slurs like, awe, ospaga, misa, and like, I'm like, but we're more than that. We are so more than that.
You talk a lot in your comedy of the challenges that you face, and particularly as a young South African. You currently a teacher's assistant, part of this big government program for temporary employment. Was announced, I think, a year or two ago. Yes, and was supposed to just capacitate and facilitate some income for people who are struggling to find work. How do you see the light? How do you see, and I try to talk about the positive of stage six. If there's any positive, there's nothing. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no brightness. There's no bright side. The only thing I can think of is, well, at least Eskom is saving me money, because my electricity is off for 12 hours a day. They are not actually using the units. But then some person who's a know-it-all is going to say, well, it's going to cost far more units to reactivate all your things. So we never win. But what is the bright side? What is the bright side of life for you?
The bright side of life for me is inspiring and motivating people. Because a lot of times I use my comedy to inspire people, because after my set, there's always one or two people that come up to me after my set and say, you know what? I went through the exact same thing that you went through, but I never thought of it the way you just mentioned it or made light of it. As for Eskom, ooh, don't get me started, because my phone is my business, right? And when the load shedding happens, I don't have any signal, which means I can't reply to emails. And the area that I live in, they refuse to put fiber in. Like, we have made 3, 4, 5 petitions, guys. Give us fiber. Thank you.
Using your phone as your business, particularly in the last few years, South African comedians have used the technology at hand. It's their phones, it's their Zoom links, it's to do shows online, but also social media. You've been very active on the small little application called TikTok, and that is how you spread the word of Arlene Peterson. Why is that important?
That was by accident. So during lockdown, I obviously had to go to social media, but I hit Instagram. Mm. Okay. So I was doing comedy on Instagram. And actually, because of that, I got to host a comedy show in Atlanta, Georgia, from my couch in Lavender.
So you can say you're an internationally performed comedian, an Hillview.
Yes.
From Hillview.
And I got to introduce comics from London, UK, Botswana, Limpopo, Canada in one show. So one of my friends, shout out Craig, he kept on saying, Arlene, you know what? You must go on TikTok. Because I've been active on Facebook since 2009, making videos and funny stuff and whatever. He said, go to TikTok. I was like, no, man, TikTok is not for me and whatever. And then I tried it. And just by being myself, people started loving me. And now they recognize me for the girl on TikTok instead of the comedian. I don't mind, because the end goal is to be a household name. So I accept it.
But it's a brutal place. And I remember, it was a couple of weeks ago, Arlene. And I have an account, so sometimes I browse. I have to see what, you know, what the kids are up to these days. And I came across one of your videos, and it was in response to someone commenting how your home looks like. Firstly, describe your home.
Okay.
And describe the comment that criticized you for the state of your.
So those who know Hillview, right? So Hillview, the it's called a plot. So the plot was just allocated to people and you had to build your own house. So my mom, she built that house the way it is now. Very crooked. Nux ceiling, it is geplaced, we don't even have a toilet door on. Don't get me wrong. I am working very hard to get it where it should be. And I decided I'm going to make videos, whether it's from my lounge, whether it's from my room, because I couldn't survive on Instagram, because Instagram, everything should be nice and white walls and stuff. So it's not for me. And then one day someone commented on one of my TikToks in my lounge saying, yo, your background. And I was like, okay, cool.
And that was a comment on the state of your
house. Of how my house look, yes, because it's not plastered. There's no ceiling in, so you can see my sunken duck and like, so I was like, okay, cool. I first texted, commented, replied, saying, what's that supposed to mean? The person didn't reply, and it bothered me because like, yo. And then I had to clap back. To fluke a person, it's so no om te fluke, if you know what I mean, because that's all I could do. Because literally, what I said in my TikTok is, my background will eventually change. But your heart will still be ugly. Like, this is not me. I've realized that my house and my circumstances is temporary. And that's exactly what feeds my drive to actually make it in life.
I want to play something now. And there's also a video that inspired me. You're very, very open about the challenges of being a young woman of flexible employment from Lavendale Hillview. As you say, your day job is that of a teaching assistant. It's a special government program that's only running till November. You don't know what's happening. But this is a video that we want to play, Johannes, and you can line it up. And you facing a challenge and then overcoming that. And I want you to explain to us afterwards. But this is a video that Arlene posted on her social media accounts. And let's have a listen.
Now that I'm on the other side of my trials and tribulations, I can actually share with you guys what has been bugging me.
Lockdown was hard on everyone. The bills kept piling. A municipal account in the thousands. First restricted. Then my water was disconnected. It was so. I told nobody. I asked my neighbors, friends, families. Thank you so much for the showers. You guys know who you are. I have new respect for water. H2O. Watch me today. Drop some K's on my account. This is me walking to the municipal office in Plumstead. I am doing this. All those nights, buses, gigs, saving, not having money. Now the waiting actually starts. 10,483.61 later. I can't believe I just did that, guys. My water is going to be reconnected. Oh, my word.
Wow.
Listening to that now brought tears to my eyes. And it's me. I experienced that, but it's emotional. Because, you know, a lot of people stop me along the road, especially young girls, and say, yo, ik wens ek kan soos Chavis. You're going on stage, you're working with big names and stuff. So I literally just decided that I want you to see the other side too.
Wow.
That yes, you see me working with Mark Lottering and all these big names. But do you know that I didn't even have water at home? Do you know what I mean? That I had to ask friends and family if I can take a shower. That I had to ask colleagues at work to bring me a 2-liter bottle of whatever to work. And I worked so hard. And to me, that is one of my biggest achievements in my career right now, because I paid 10,483.16 cash by my comedy career. Not teaching, not nothing else. I saved all my comedy money. And that's when I realized that I made it.
Wow.
When I can pay my bills strictly with my career.
I'm a little bit speechless, and I'm teary here, Arlene, a little bit. Particularly when someone can celebrate the small victory. Yes, it's a big amount, but it's a small victory just to say, I can pay my mom's water bill. I can, you know, have a shower at home. Your mom, when I once told my parents, and I was in high school, I maybe want to do acting one day. And I said, Nia, are we going to be able to eat? And especially if you could tell your mom, I want to be a comedian. And like, where does the money from a comedian's job comes from? She must be absolutely.
She's very
so proud of you.
She's proud. It's just never been my mom. My mom has always been the parent that is, Mark, whatever you're happy, Mark. She's that parent. It was my dad. Because I studied politics and psychology, and I studied public management, and I'm very academically inclined, it was always expected of me that I'm going to land up in an academic type of person thing. Comedy found me also accidentally. I did emceeing gigs in church and in youth and all that. But 6 years ago, I lost my twin brother to gang violence right in my street. And I was one of the first people on the scene. And I became a bit depressed because the police interrogated me by asking, why did I remove evidence from the crime scene? But that was my brother that was a victim. So my brains did this. People would ask me, how are you doing? And I would, okay, my brother is dead now, but at least we have a spare guest room in a densely populated area now, and bread lost for more than 3 days. And then comedy found me. My dad was like, you need to go find you a proper job. But now that I'm doing the Chai Funny Festival and he's hearing my name everywhere, now he's like, so tell me a bit more of this comedy thing. Now it's a win. Now it's becoming a win.
Like, how do you, I know that there is a science, and friends who are not necessarily performers, but who are comedy writers, saying that there is an alchemy, there is a science, there is a way that you set up a gag and you perform it and it lands. But from your point of view, how do you turn tragedy to a comedy bit and then to a success?
It's a combination of things. So I am generally funny in general.
Oh, you are?
No?
Oh, generally.
No,
okay.
In general, I am funny.
You're also very humble.
Very, very, please, guys, humblest. So I am funny in general. And also, tragedy brings out my humor. As a colored person, look, we are born into households where you get roasted, our footer, our lankop, and you have to accept it. So you're born into that. And then because we moved around so much, I never really had friends growing up. But my mom was an avid reader. Mm. So if I complained I'm bored or I don't have anything to do, she would give me a book. Mm. So I became an avid reader. So because I love words and reading and funniness generally, now I understand the concept of using words to express myself. Mm. And that's how it comes. And knowing the technical terms of setting up a joke, coming back at the end for a callback, and taking the audience on a journey. Mm. So I incorporate all of that.
Unfortunately, people who end up on a public platform, people who are sports people, and even now people who have, you know, big social media numbers, you are, and I believe you are automatically become a public presence and therefore automatically have to be a role model. Do you feel pressure?
A little bit sometimes. Wow. Even when I'm out with my friends and I want to have a little fun, I'm always thinking of headlines. Local comic drunk in the mall. I'm always thinking of headlines, but I've always been this type of person that I am now. Mm. I just grow in myself a bit more every year. So I've always been, my friends has been calling me Oprah Winfrey since a young age already, because I always knew my life was never just for me. I realized that's why I am so transparent, because I've realized that my trials and tribulations is for other people to learn too.
We're very proud people, and sometimes we forget just how much bravery and courage you need to ask someone for 2 liter water, to ask if you can shower at us, and then putting that on social media saying, I owe 10,000 rand in rates, my family's rates bill. This is what we experience. That takes a lot of courage.
I think I have guts. That's exactly why I can be a stand-up comic, because you need guts. Oh. You can be how funny with your brassa at home. Do you have the guts to go on stage? It all boils down to confidence and guts. I have the guts to tell my story because I know I'm going to make it through this. I'm not just telling my story for pity or sympathy.
Or for the likes.
Or for the views or the likes. No, that's just a byproduct, if you may, the views and the likes. Mm. I always tell the following, don't even send me gifts. It's not about that. I just want to inspire people out there that to know that, especially young colored women out there. Yes, and the colored men, but I represent the young colored women out there. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. And don't think that the people on social media, that their lives are rosy.
But that's the thing. That is the instant gratification culture that we live in. Social media patches things. You can position a camera so you don't see the sink duck.
Mm.
You can position the camera so you don't see the load of washing that's sitting on the bed. And that is what you do. You show the warts and all.
And people DM me saying how they've been wanting to create content and videos, but they were scared of this sink duck. And I'm out here, I'm girl. I've learned as a comic, even in roasting, if you want to roast me, I'm going to roast myself first. Then you have nothing to roast me. You see? So people have been reaching out and saying how they are also now making videos in the structures, whatever.
Is self-deprecating humor very much part of your set?
A little bit. I do inward comedy. So you get inward comedy and outward comedy. Mm. So my comedy is very inward, so that you laugh with me and not, I'm not making fun of you.
Is it? I'm a fat man. So I make jokes about my being fat. Like I talk about when it's summer, about you only need to be the second fattest person on the beach.
That's funny.
Like if you're the only one fat person on the beach, like eyes are on you. But if there is someone who's just a little bit fatter
and now you see
than you, then I am invisible.
That's very funny, but I always say that I'm fat, but I identify as strong slender, right? Also, being a plus size model has changed my perception. Now I get paid to be fat. Mm. So whatever you want to say, I get paid to be fat and you get paid. You don't get paid to gate me about it. So it's fine.
My pronouns are duck and duck shit.
Duck and duck and duck and stuff.
As a trap of fit gelijken.
Trap of fit gelijken.
Speaking to Arlene Peterson, not a new, but a a comedian whose star and whose flower is in bloom at the moment, currently performing at the Jive Funny Festival. Let's talk about the industry. And like with any part of the entertainment or the broadcasting or any type of industry that you put yourself out there, when a star shoots a little bit too quickly, people ask questions, and particularly in a male-dominated entertainment industry. How have you found, as a young black colored woman on the stage getting the headlines now on a radio show? Not saying that my radio shows are but all of a sudden reaching a certain level of attention. Do you feel a pressure from particularly male comedians?
Oh, well, that made headlines already.
How so?
Female comic bullied by male comics. It made headlines. So my star has been running a bit too much because people don't know that I've been doing this 10 years prior becoming professional, right? So obviously people think it's an overnight thing, but it's not. I worked 10 years before I started professional. I'm 4 years professional now. Then it came out how I'm doing sexual favors for stage time. And I was like,
wow.
Exactly.
Because that's an easy line to make.
That's the easiest thing. And it was on social media. It went into newspapers. And you know what? I felt very hurt because that's the last thing that I would do. I felt very hurt. But I didn't let that hold me back. I saw my made a song. And it's on YouTube. You guys can go listen. YouTube at Arlene Peterson. I can't hear any funny songs that say any, but can Google it. And then that taught me that I can actually rap, sing, produce, and direct a music video in my own house. So I took that trauma and tragedy once again and made another. Now I can do my rap.
Who are your heroes in comedy?
Internationally, let's start there. Mm. Internationally, Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, she's fun.
Not just funny, her story is parallel to mine. Mm. I grew up
You know that Tiffany was, sorry to break it, yeah. was on a episode of, what's the one where they fix the cars?
Pump My Ride.
Pump My Ride.
No.
And she was on the episode, she was the friend. And then I realized, it's all made up.
Scripted.
Reality TV is not, and she was an actor who was brought on. But
reality
sorry.
Is scripted, no. So, but Tiffany Haddish, her story is very parallel to mine. I grew up foster home, all that. She also being homeless and stuff and shooting to stardom. And her comedy style, our comedy style is very similar.
Mm.
Locally, it's also going to be a female, Shomi Isaacs. Shomi started in the food industry in the Cape Town Comic Clubs as a chef or whatever. Worked her way to comedy, worked her
funny
way to
Wooster.
Shomi's
Funny Wooster.
Yes. So those will be my stars, wow. if you may, at the moment.
I wish we can continue this conversation longer. If you want to stick around after the show, because there's so much I want to talk to you about. Because what I really, you don't drop your entire history, and all of a sudden, over the course of the last 30 minutes, you just drop little insights into your life.
There's so much more to me than what people know, even on TikTok.
The Jive Funny Festival continues till
the 3rd of July.
When are you on? People are asking you.
Okay, so I am on every single day till the 3rd of July. People can get their tickets. Go to my page, That Comedy Chick. The link is in the bio, or web tickets. The last show will be on Sunday, guys. Please come and support. I love seeing you guys in the audience shouting at me and supporting. Mm. Thank you so much.
Arlene, lots of support here.
Thank you.
Well done, girl. Thank you so much, Arlene, for being an inspiration. What an awesome lady. You're really authentic, and that I appreciate also about you, Arlene.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. Best of luck for the rest of the gigs this week.